didn't know how long it was. I think it's still going. I turned it off.
It
did. Wait, I've turned the wrong mic on for you.
Oh, yeah, no wonder I can't hear myself.
I was like, oh, you're really far away. It's because I'm taking over the podcast.
Yeah, I'm in Devon this week. Because you said I'm really far away.
I'd have said Timbuktu.
Oh, Yorkshire.
Yorkshire.
A nice cup of tea.
Too far away. Oh, yeah, a nice cup of tea. Thinking, like, this leads on great into what I wanted to talk about, which was April Fool's joke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And did you see that Yorkshire Tea put out an ad for a pouch of tea that you microwave?
Oh, yes, I saw that on
did
TikTok.
You saw that? Yeah. I thought that was real.
Same, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I was looking on the internet for it, like...
Yeah, I was like, oh, people aren't going to like that. People are going to be outraged. And then the next day, I was like... Oh, it was an April Fool's joke.
And did you hear about that tea alarm for all Americans? Yeah, basically, people in America think that every British person has a tea alarm, so you stop whatever you're doing and have a cup of tea.
What?
Yeah, it's all over TikTok and everything, yeah.
Oh, I have to look at that.
But I'm not going to...
The Americans believed it.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my God, what's going on?
You guys have to stop for tea.
And
that was my bad American
accent. And scones. It's about people.
Is it scones or is it scones?
Either way, you eat them, so I don't care. Nah, scones, I think. Scones.
Scones. Yeah. It depends where you come from.
Yeah.
I don't like scones.
I like scones.
I like scones. I don't like scones. No. And, another April Fool's that I saw was a cream egg on the go, which is like, you know, those little sachets of sauce. Like
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's cream egg inside.
Again, I saw that on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah. That was a fake one too. I was like, that's yummy. I'd eat that.
Yeah. That sounds proper good.
Yeah. They're the only two that I saw and I got fooled by both of them.
Same. Saying that, that tea alarm, I got fooled by that as well. I was like, what the hell? Because I saw a video and it's two police people knocking at the door and people were posting it and saying, what's this about tea alarm and all that? I thought, yeah.
Were you like, I've just missed this tea alarm?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Maybe we don't get it in Peterborough.
We ain't really developed species. No. I'm joking, I'm not.
We are a rare lot from Peterborough.
You.
Even though that was West Country accent. God, we're going to offend everybody.
If they don't like us, shut us off.
Yeah, but they won't. They'll listen to it and then complain about us.
Oh, well.
So, have you had a good week?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, to be fair.
Did you pull any April Fool's pranks?
Nah. Nah.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to say I was an April Fool's prank.
Should we do that again? And then
yes. Yeah.
So, Chase, did you pull any April Fool's pranks this year?
Yeah, I was born on this day. Nah, we should leave that in.
What, the whispering?
Yeah, we should leave that in, yeah.
Okay, we can leave that in. This is our creative process.
Yeah.
That you're hearing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. For your information, I was born on the 20th of December.
Oh, I'm a December baby.
27th of December.
27th?
Yeah, I forgot.
Not the 20th.
Yeah, I forgot what I forgot.
Is your birthday far enough away that you get two lots of presents, or do you have to get...
Nah. Luckily, I get money, luckily.
Two lots of money?
Yeah. I changed my name to Lloyd.
Treat you like a bank.
Yes. I spend your money, but without explaining it.
That was a good one.
Thank you.
That's what it says on our list. Good one. That's one topic covered.
What's the next one?
Well, we've got lots. I read a news article about swans loose on the highway.
Sounds like Hot Fuzz. I'm that fat copper.
when I was coming to work once on the parkway and there was this one on the bridge and it wasn't even on the road, it was just on the side, but traffic was backed up because people were just driving slowly to look at it. Like, there's a swan there. Oh my God.
David Attenborough was there going, I know it's my job, but I'm getting frustrated.
Swans are terrifying.
I was in Swan Lake once. I fed in the lake.
I was going to be like, oh, you do ballet?
Yeah, I pull my back out, yeah. Nah, that ain't for me at all, nah.
You don't think you could
nah.
look good in a tutu?
Nah, mate, I'd get terrorised.
Oh, I don't think I could stand on tippy toes.
Oh, no, I broke mine.
Okay, the other thing on my list today is for us to talk about our favourite comedy films and comedians.
Nice, nice, good, good. What's yours first?
Well, my favourite comedy film? Probably be Step Brothers. I think about that a lot.
I keep mine under the stairs.
What, your stepbrother?
Yeah. Hence why it's called Stepbrother.
I was going to be like, is he Harry Potter? But I get it. You keep him under the steps.
Give Dobby a sock. I don't know what the hell I'm saying there.
Just roll with it.
I am.
What's your favourite comedy film?
I would say from the 60s, the Carry On films.
Oh,
mate, they're brilliant.
Do you like the Carry On films?
When people could actually have a laugh.
When you mean people could be a bit...
No, when people can have a laugh.
I'm trying to think of the words.
Politically
incorrect.
Yes.
It was politically correct at the time.
Yeah, it's good comedy.
Yeah, I love the Carry On films.
They're brilliant. And Under Buses.
I never watched that.
I can't watch too much of it because I get motion sickness. Because the bus is moving.
Because you're watching it on the bus.
Yeah. People are going to turn off by now.
I never. Did you watch like Steptoe and Son and Porridge and all that? So you like proper.
Yeah. Old I like Porridge. Yeah.
Porridge.
Don't leave it in the microwave too long. They're getting bad.
They're not getting bad.
What was that? They're not. Sorry.
Again, you can't see it, but Chase is doing a very bad impression of me.
Yes. And I do apologise. You're not getting no conversation, but apologies.
I find it interesting that you like old school humour.
I just think it's better than the modern day. That modern day ones, because they just sit stupid jokes.
Yeah, I do think people are too aware nowadays of, I get it, like you don't want to offend anyone or upset anyone, but it does hinder that.
Yeah. What? Sorry. I do think that comedy from the 50s and 60s in that is much more simple.
I think it was a bit more physical as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a lot more physical comedy and
it was just stupid. Like, my sense of humour is like how... Like, it gives you a rough idea how they used to be. Like, they used to joke about anything, even if it was stupid or not.
Yeah. I like that. Bring it back.
Yeah. Make comedy great again.
We've got Donald Trump with us again today.
It's fantastic to be back on the show. We're going to make comedy great again. Thank you.
That's me clapping. We should get a sound effect.
Nah, that's a good enough sound effect.
I like that. I'll have to brush up on some. Do you like Laurel and Hardy?
Oh, yeah. Lonesome Pine or something. Bridge along the Lonesome. That song.
I don't know.
Yeah, that song. Yeah. Ignore that, people. Just search up the Laurel and Hardy song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm all about. But well, they are. They were the most talented of their generation, I'd say.
What? They were black and white, right?
Yeah. They told how it was.
Back before it got a bit grey.
Yes.
Talking of modern comedy, did you see on, I think it's on Amazon Prime, The Last One Laughing.
Oh, mate, that was brilliant.
Did you watch it?
I wouldn't last 2 minutes in there.
No, Bob Mortimer was so good.
Cheese and meat sauce.
Yeah. Slender people fit through
meats and cheeses, yeah. Always pleases.
I'd have been out within like the first 5 minutes.
Same.
Just, and I love Lou Sanders. I didn't know who she was till I saw her on Taskmaster. But
I think they're all brilliant, to be fair. Yeah. Rob Beckett, he's funny.
Yeah, Rob Beckett's just classic.
That what's that other one girl's name? Thingy Harriet.
Oh, I see. I don't know who she was, but that's all I know is her name's Harriet.
Yeah, she's funny. Whoever you are, you're funny.
Yeah, like I'd never heard of her before, but she was funny. Obviously, Richard Iowardi.
Oh, he's impossible to make laugh.
Yeah.
But also, he is funny.
He's so funny.
And
yeah, I love his socially awkwardness.
Yeah. Like,
and he just plays
every
that.
Time people give him a hug, they gave him a flower.
Yeah.
They gave him a flower.
Yeah, he was like, no contact.
I should start doing that.
Yeah. Just carry flowers.
Yeah.
But no, thank you.
Look a bit dodgy.
We'll have to start filming this as well as recording it so you can see Chase's physical comedy.
Yes.
Because I can see it.
You'd have to pay extra for that.
Yes. You'd have to sign up to our Patreon.
Yeah. £5 a month can help Chase get a joke book. I don't have a clue.
We've got the start of it there.
Yeah.
Yes.
My mind just goes off. I'm autistic. People can't get annoyed at me like that because I'm talking about myself.
Yeah.
I don't know what that click was. We're not walking on floorboards. Like, well, we are, but you know what I mean? Not creaky floorboards.
No, this floor is lino.
Yes. I loan that. No. I was about to make a joke, but I forgot what I was going to say. So
it's amazing what happens to your brain when you feel under pressure.
Yes, it is. It is. Mate, it is. Yeah. That's how dyslexic spelled cola.
I'm dyslexic.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. My bad.
It's all right. Cola is one of the words that I can spell.
I'm sorry about that. I did not know that. If I knew you was, I wouldn't have made that joke. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I'm not offended. And unless you see me write down, I don't think you'd know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I feel bad now.
Don't feel bad. My dyslexia is free reign.
So it's right on the farm.
I wish free range dyslexia.
Yes. Organic dyslexia.
No pesticides here.
Mine's free range autism. I was raised on a farm. Sorry.
I'm sorry, I've got a little bit of a cough, so if I laugh too much, I choke.
Oh, bloody hell. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, people.
Oh, I've composed myself. Right, we're at about 15 minutes, so should we leave it there?
Yeah. This ain't a postcode, it's a podcast. Sorry. Right, let's end it there, people. Hope you enjoyed. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we will see you back here next Friday.
Yeah, same time.
Yeah, same
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Have a good weekend and, yeah, chill.
See you later.